Amen. We're in Psalm 66 this morning, so let's turn to Psalm 66 in whatever translation that you have. I'm going to read from verses 1 and 2. All together now, applause for God. Sing songs to the tune of his glory. Set glory to the rhythms of his praise. Guess which translation?
Message.
You're right. Amen. Okay, let's go to the New Living. Shout joyful praises to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of his name. Tell the world how glorious he is. And from the NIV. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. And then to tried and true King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Yes. Well, it was interesting this morning because as I was preparing this morning, I read it from the King James, and then I looked up all the words and to see what it really meant. And the other translations hit it pretty good. They do a pretty good job on this one. But let me just tell you what some of these mean. Joyful noise. What does it mean to make a joyful noise? It means to shout, to really make noise, to alarm, to cry out, to triumph. And all those words are encased in power. There's a powerful, when we praise God, we need to do it from the very depths of our being and let it just come out. With passionately. Amen. And then it says, sing forth the honor of his name. Oh, something about joyful. This is, I looked at it and, you know, I look up the Hebrew words and then I try to pronounce them. Then I click on the little thing that it pronounces them correctly. And the word for joyful is ruah. And it sounds like hoorah. Any Marines in the group? Hoorah! Amen. That's joyful, isn't it, huh? Amen. So they got it right. That's what we need to do. That's how we need to praise God, just like the Marines. Amen. Amen. It speaks of victory. Sing, zamar. It means striking with the fingers or touching musical strings to celebrate in song. The instruments. So the instruments, that we're supposed to play instruments as we're praising the Lord. And then to honor means to honor his name. That's the splendor of his name, the gloriousness attached to his name. And praise, make his praise glorious. That's the old word, tehillah. It means to praise, to boast, to be mad almost, to shine, even to be foolish, to commend, most of all, to celebrate. We're celebrating him this morning in praise. And glorious, make that praise glorious, means exactly that. In splendor and copiousness, in glory. And that's how we're going to praise him. Let's stand and let's say it from, let's do the King James this morning. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious.